Riverflow is the aquatic industry's leading water current system and transforms virtually any body of water, large or small, public or private, into a dynamic environment that provides fun, fitness, and relaxation. Whether you're floating and daydreaming along a lazy river, water walking to increase strength, swimming, or sports training, Riverflow delivers current that is perfectly suited for each user's needs. Our current system adds lasting value to any aquatic experience, and that's what today's homeowners really want. To learn more, visit us on the web at current-systems.com.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast. Today I'm chatting with award-winning pool designer and industry veteran Andy Kaner of Aquatics Consulting Incorporated. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on the show, Andy.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I know you were heavily involved in the Genesis program, but can you tell us a little bit about your educational background and professional career? I mean, how did you first get involved in the industry?
Yeah, so my background is in landscape architecture, and I have a master's degree in landscape architecture from Florida International University here in Miami. And that's where I gravitated in design at first. And I was always interested in plants and the environments that they create. And it was kind of like a creative field to get into, which I really liked. And so I got into landscape architecture and went to school, got my master's degree, and then started working for a landscape architect right out of school. And at the landscape architecture firm, it was called Geomantic Design with Robert Parsley, who's a local Miami landscape architect, who's a phenomenal designer and a genius at landscape architecture. And I learned a lot from him, but he was doing a lot of pools. And I started to draw pools and I started to learn how spectacular pools were. And so I was, you know, toying around with some pools there. And that's when I really started to study pool design. And I really loved it and started gravitating towards it. And then I started to look into how I can expand my career in pool design. And at that point, I discovered a guy by the name of Brian Van Bauer. And he was in a lot of the magazines and he was doing like some really cool designs, you know, stuff that like I never even knew existed. Brian, who I worked with for many years, who anybody who knows about Aquatic Consultants, Brian Van Bauer is the founder of Aquatic Consultants. And I ended up working for Brian for many years. Now I own and operate the company. And through knowing Brian, I learned about Genesis. Brian was the founder of Genesis between Brian Van Bauer, Skip Phillips, and David Tischerman, who founded Genesis because there was a need for education that the industry wasn't providing. So they got together, they developed Genesis, and I got to experience going to Genesis classes where it opened up my mind to a whole new realm of design field in pool design that I never knew existed or I never even learned about in landscape architecture school. So by going to these classes in Genesis, I started to learn quickly about how pools operate, how hydraulics work. There was classes on color theory. There was classes on design. There was drawing classes, and it was just blowing me away. And I just kind of got absorbed into it. And I learned so much in such a short time that I was propelled light years ahead in the industry just by associating myself with Genesis. And I found myself talking to pool builders that have been building pools for many, many years. And I started to feel like I kind of even knew more than they did. And there wasn't an outlet for that, as far as I know, until Genesis existed. And it still exists today. And anybody who wants to learn about design and construction in the water architecture business, that's really the place to go do it. And as a matter of fact, I'm also teaching now for Genesis. So I'm really excited about that. And it's been instrumental in my growth in water architecture.
I know everybody over there has their areas of expertise. I mean, what's your forte, Andy? And what are the classes you teach for the Genesis program?
I teach a drawing class. It's called Drawing for Professionals. And it's an entry-level class. And it focuses on understanding how to get your ideas on paper in an easy way, but in a professional way that you can communicate your ideas to other design professionals and clients. We talk about scale. We talk about what sections are, what plans are, how to interpret different architectural and technical drawings. And it's a hands-on in-person class only where, you know, we take out sketch paper, we take out a T-square, we're using scales, and we're drawing projects that are kind of like templates. So it kind of guides you through the process. So if you've never drawn before or you're new to these concepts, it's kind of like an easy way to start learning about it right off the bat without any qualms or, you know, any nervousness, because it's all pretty much ready to go and easy to start. And it gives you a good foundation. And it's one of the courses that you would be required to take in order to get certified.
I've seen your work in a ton of different trade magazines, on social media. I mean, Aquatics Consultants, Inc. has won a ton of different awards. Can you talk a little bit about what sets your design firm apart from others in the industry?
Yeah, so there's really a couple things that come to mind. One is service. So we provide a high level of service to our clients. Forget about just design for a moment. We're working with clients that are of all different levels of stature, and most of them are well-to-do individuals that are successful in life, and they're used to having nice things, and they also demand a high level. And so one of the things that this type of client looks for is a high level of service. For example, we answer the phone. If somebody wants to contact Andy, they want to talk to Andy, there's no problem. They call Andy's phone and Andy answers. We respond to emails quickly. We're on top of the projects. We also deliver what we say we're going to do. And if we're not, we make sure that everybody in the world understands that, yes, we're a little delayed. And I feel like just that alone is part of our success. And then the second thing is the design aspect. I think we're successful because we think about the total space. We're not just thinking about the hole in the ground with water, but we're thinking about the landscape. We're thinking about, from a design perspective, like viewpoints. We're thinking about access. We're thinking about the entire space. And we also spend a lot of time developing quality plans with details without leaving anything to guess. And so we provide a high level of service. We provide good details and design that backs it up. And I think those are the two main things that allow us to be as successful as we are today.
Well, I know a lot of pool buyers put a premium on that experience. I mean, can you walk us through your design process a little bit? I mean, how do you collaborate with your clients to help bring their vision to life?
Yeah, so every client is a little bit different. You kind of got to like read their personalities on the onset, and everybody kind of like works different. But the way that we like to work in general, we don't really have like a formula for it. But, you know, we get the first phone call and then we try to like understand what it is that the client is trying to do or wants to do. And then we start to add to it. So we kind of fuel our original concepts off the actual client themselves and their personalities. And we try to find out like what direction they're looking to have, how they want to use the space. And then we go to town on that. We, you know, start doing drawings and sketches. A lot of times we'll go to the site. I always like going there. I think it helps a lot because you could actually stand in different locations and different parts of the home. Or even if there isn't a home, a lot of times we'll go out and just see the site and the views. And then we take and absorb all of that information. I mostly do our original concepts by hand. So I'm hand sketching, using a lot of the tools that I use in my class that I teach my students how to do, getting those ideas on paper and trying to think of different things that we've never done before. We're not afraid to come up with something that we've never done before. And I think that that says a lot. And us being able to be ahead of the curve on design is because we're able to think about things in different ways and we're not afraid to try new things.
I know you guys have had a list of who's who of celebrities, sports athletes, all these people are your clients. I mean, in this digital age, you talked a little bit about how you teach a class on traditional methods like pen and paper for your sketches. Are your clients expecting that, or are they expecting something like more digital now when you give a presentation?
Yeah, I think the clients are expecting something more digital as far as the presentation goes. Usually the sketching and all of that is all the stuff that we do that they don't see. So like the original sketching usually is on like trash paper over the top of a site plan. And then that goes immediately once we're happy with the way the design goes, it goes right to CAD. So a draftsman will pick it up and put it in CAD. And we also do a lot of 3D work. So if the project needs it and we feel that the client also needs to see a 3D, because sometimes, you know, clients, they don't really understand what they're looking at on the 2D plane and they really need to see a model, we'll convert it to a model. And we use, you know, different programs to create these models. But I wholeheartedly believe, and part of my design practice is kind of like a musical piece. And it's kind of like if you took like an orchestra of acoustical instruments and then converted that to like a keyboard and digital. So the acoustic instruments, I feel like, have more volume, more character, more balance, more space. And I apply that same thing to a drawing when I'm using a pencil and a paper. I feel like I'm communicating my ideas more fluidly that way. When I'm in a digital realm, I feel like the ideas don't flow as much. And that's just my personal design practice methods. I know a lot of people that design in Pool Studio and they use digital and it comes out great. But that's just part of my personal taste. And, you know, there's lots of classes too in Genesis that you can take. Kurt Bianchi is doing a class. I'm actually taking it right now. And it's just blowing my mind on the different ways that you can look at a design and convert it, you know, into like a digital format. And he actually goes through these different scenarios where he's actually almost designing it in front of you in Pool Studio. And it's just super cool. And the way he breaks down the designs is something that is super valuable to anybody that's in this field.
Why do you think it's important to know both ends of the spectrum, Andy, the analog and the digital methods of design?
It's super important to know both. The digital is so you can communicate quickly and easily with allied professionals. So if you want to communicate with an architect, an engineer, a landscape architect, everybody's working in CAD, or even now today you have Revit. And so I just think if you don't have the skills to communicate in a digital format, you're just going to be behind the curve and you're not going to be able to communicate properly. Also, what's great about the digital is, you know, anybody in the design field knows that there's going to be multiple changes as you work through the project. Very rarely do you, you know, hit it right off the ground and like nail it in one time. So the changes are so much easier. You can move stuff around. You can flip stuff right, left, like, you know, with the touch of a button. You can extrude. You can do 3D. You know, when you're doing all that by hand, it's a lot of erasing and a lot of ripping up paper and making holes and making a mess. So the digital is great for that. But I think the initial conceptual part of it is more of an emotional attachment, and it's more of a spiritual connection that I have with my designs. And I just can't get that unless I'm holding like a pencil and I have some paper in front of me.
I know a lot of guys frame their designs that they come up with by hand. I've never seen a guy frame a pool studio though.
Yeah, well, the class, Kurt Bianchi's class, Master Design Methods, I mean, he really breaks down. He's got like an amazing way of looking at art. And he also references music too in his designs, because music is similar to art and design because it has rhythm, it has points of space, like negative space and positive space. And so he like breaks down how he thinks about design, but he does it like in Pool Studio, like right there while you're, it's kind of like he already did it, but he goes through and he kind of like fades the screen in and out and everything. And it really, it's pretty cool. I would check that class out for sure. And I think we're even doing a virtual one coming up here in October.
I'm going to have Kirk on the show pretty soon. I'm going to make sure to ask him about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He'd be happy to talk about that. Like I said, I'm taking his class right now virtually, and it's just, I do a lot of what he's doing just intuitively, but he breaks it down into like an actual like formula of why does this look beautiful? Well, it looks beautiful because it has these certain angles and these certain proportions, and you can actually figure these things out with these different tools that he shares. So pretty amazing.
Oh, well, let's switch gears a little bit for a second, Andy.
Among the different pools you've designed, there's one that you recently did in St. Thomas that I had the opportunity to see some photos of, and it really stands out because of some beautiful elements you've got going on in the backyard. Can you provide us an overview and discuss what you did on this particular project?
That project, we worked with an architect called Design Lab. and they're also out of St. Thomas. And Mike Fuller was an amazing pool builder. And so the project also has spectacular materials. So Lightstream's glass tile had developed, and they customized a tile specifically for the project. So they created a color palette after meeting with the clients, and it was a custom Lightstream's glass tile, and the entire pool is clad in glass tile.
I didn't know that they could do that for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the means and everything, it's an exquisite glass tile. And yeah, they actually created a custom blend tile for the Johnsons on this project in St. Thomas. So that was special about that project. But that was just one of the many things. The project is a perimeter overflow or vanishing edge, if you want to call it that. But it's elevated because there's a lazy river that runs around the entire pool. So the upper level is a full-blown pool with a shallow lounging area and a perimeter overflow spa. The spa actually connects to a bridge that's a shallow lounging area that walks over the lazy river that's underneath of it that has clear acrylic panels in the floor with rain cascades running down the side to the lower. Wow. So when you're going down the river underneath this shallow lounging area, you can go through this rain cascade and you can look up through the shallow lounging area into that area. And so that could be, you know, to quote Brian used to have a lot of different like funny little sayings that he would say. So that could be heaven or hell, depending on who's behind that glass. So, but anyways, as you rotate around the river, you can stop at a swim up bar and leave your float by and grab a drink and sit at the bar. And then you can continue down the river. And then what's also cool about this river is that it's amplified. It's not like a lazy river, even though that's what it's called, but it could also be a rough ride. So we got together with Riverflow Pumps, who makes like these amazing variable speed pumps that are like super powerful, but you can control them. And the clients wanted a white water rafting experience. So you can like dial these things up. And then all of a sudden you get like white water going all the way around and you're like, you know, going 100 miles an hour around this river, which was pretty unique. You don't really see that. Usually they kind of keep it like pretty subtle. Another amazing feature on this project is the sunken fire feature, which it's also up at the level of the pool. And so you have to walk over a glass bridge over the water and step down a couple steps and you get down into this sunken fire feature. And the sunken fire feature, you know, you see that a lot, but what makes this one so unique and different, which I haven't know that I've even seen one like this before, but there is no coping. So the water in the pool is overflowing the top of the fire feature that surrounds it. And so part of it is overflowing back into the fire feature and the other part is overflowing out over the vanishing edge to Wow. continue the vanishing edge. So it's a super cool negative space. Like we were talking about musical compositions. Well, this is a place where you'd have like a rest all of a sudden. Like there's, you have, you know, these simple and elegant features going on. And all of a sudden you have like a negative space where it just kind of like a void and but you still have the water surrounding it without a hard edge coping, which is super unique and super different. And the site is just spectacular. It's just, it's right on the water with killer views of the ocean. You know, it's in the Virgin Islands, so you got like a little bit of a mountainscape behind you. There's also, it's on a property that used to be like an old rum distillery. So they had these big sugar mills. And so there's still remnants of this rum distillery. So partly next to the pool, you're going to see like these sugar mills that are like kind of made out of like native island stone. And they're just super cool architecturally. And so part of the inspiration for the pool came directly from the sugar mills, because the way that the stone is laid on the sugar mill and the way that it kind of comes up out of the ground, well, the pool resembles that. Comes up out of the ground and you could see the stonework around the sides and the shape of it kind of mimics that sugar mill that's on the property.
So you took the inspiration from like the local settings?
Yeah, the local settings, for sure. Some of the architecture, the client definitely motivated by the client's desires and dreams of having this ultimate pool with no limitations, which also makes it great. They just wanted something super cool and they wanted it to be unique and didn't like hold any barriers or barricades to our creativity. So another thing that also made this project special to me is I got to work with Brian on it because he went to the site. That was, you know, during the time when mostly Brian was doing a lot of the traveling and everything with the company. And he went to the site and he kind of came back with the ideas and kind of, you know, conceptualized it. And then I got to work. It was one of the projects where we worked together on the project where he kind of let me take the reins after he was just kind of gave like an original concept to it. And then I was fortunate enough to be in a position where he allowed me to take the reins on the rest of it. And so it means a lot to me for that because I learned a lot on the project and I was able to also not only just work next to Brian, but express my own creativity in some areas of the project that we added to it to make it, you know, turn out as good as it did. So that's also extra special to me. That's something that you wouldn't know by looking at it. But to me, it became extra special because of that reason.
I love pool show award season. It's a great time to see, you know, all the great projects that have happened throughout the years. Do you think you're going to put this one up for consideration this year?
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be up for consideration for an award. Unfortunately, as we speak, Jimmy Smith is on site right now.
I talked to him the other day. He said he was over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so he is there right now photographing a pool, and he's going to be there through the sunset. And so I'm so excited about getting the photos. But since we didn't have the photo images that we wanted yet, we weren't able to submit it yet. But now that we're going to have them, we'll submit it on the next go-around of awards. I don't think we're going to have them in time for this year because I think those were already submitted, unless there's something I don't know about. But we should be getting those pictures in the next couple of days. And the pool is just so spectacular and it's big, too. It's a really big pool. So I'm interested in seeing how Jimmy is going to manage tackling photographing such a large pool because you can't really get the whole thing in one shot. So I believe it's going to have to be like drone images, which is going to be a bigger challenge for Jimmy, I think. I'm sure he's going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, like I said, I saw a couple of the preliminary shots he took while he was on site doing the photo shoot on this project. And from what I saw, it definitely looks like an award winner for sure. I look forward to seeing the rest of the shots he got. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time out to be here with us today. I really enjoyed our conversation and having you on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to do so. It was nice talking with you. And I appreciate you thinking about me and having me on the show. Appreciate it greatly.
Nice talking with you too. That's all the time we have left today. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast.
Get everything you need for your next job without the hassle at AquaBlueMosaics.com. We carry everything from high-quality pool tile, porcelain pavers, grout, fire and water features, and everything in between that you need to get your project done and put some money in your pocket. A literal showroom in the palm of your hand, we are the most powerful tool any pool contractor can have in their pocket. Become an Aqua Pro and save money on every order, get free samples, and have full access to our unmatched customer service. Easy to remember, hard to forget. Visit AquaBlueMosaics.com.